Yeah, before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to thank each and every one of you this morning for the blessing and the love that you gave me on Mother's Day. You honored me so much, and I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you, and I am very, very appreciative of all that you've done for me. I don't want to name each and everything, but everything was wonderful. I don't want to miss anything, so... But it was awesome and wonderful, and we were very, very, very blessed. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. Do not poke or prod your neighbor in any way. The church is not liable for any hurting of your neighbor during this time. You are releasing the church from liability of hurting your neighbor. Point at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready. Are you ready to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same again
in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Well, I'm going to leave y'all with the A-team this morning. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he? Amen. And it's awesome to be in his house this morning because his presence is here. Amen. He is here this morning. And I want to just speak a word over you this morning, blessings of favor over your life. So just be ready to receive this morning. Amen. I declare in the name of Jesus that favor produces supernatural increase and promotion in your life. I declare that favor produces restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen from you. I declare favor produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. I declare favor produces increased assets, especially in the area of real estate. Favor produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Favor produces recognition, even when it seems like you are the least likely to receive it. Favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Favor produces petitions granted even by ungodly civil authorities. Favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed for your advantage. Favor produces battles won that you don't even have to fight because God is fighting the battle for you. Amen. Can you praise him this morning for favor? I love favor, don't you? Hallelujah. Because favor is not fair. Because we're just God's favorite children. Yes. Praise God. We are his favorite children this morning. Glory to God. And I want to just, the title of my message this morning is Trusting God's Way. And I want to just throw a little food for thought out there for you this morning before we get started into the message. I just want to remind you of something this morning. You have a crown on your head today. You have a crown this morning. It's not a crown of defeat. It's a crown of victory. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's not a crown of defeat. It is a crown, a glorious crown. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. A glorious crown of victory on your head because you are victorious this morning. Amen. Think about that when you go out through the week. When the enemy tries to come to you and tell you that you're defeated. No, I got a crown of victory on my head. Amen. I've got a God that is on my side. And amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. That has nothing to do with my message this morning. But praise God, it's true, isn't it? Praise God. Trusting God's way. Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." So the Lord is saying here, first of all, put him first. Put God first in all of your life. Don't leave one little area of your life without God. Amen? And then he's saying, you know, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in every area of your life, every decision you have to make. When you get up in the morning, God, lead me today. Acknowledge that he is over your life. Amen. Lord, give me your wisdom for everything that I need wisdom for today. Amen. Acknowledge him. Hallelujah. And don't lean on your own understanding. And we give him the reins. Amen. He will direct your path. Glory to God. When we trust the Lord with all of our heart, he will take responsibility for your life. Hallelujah. It's when we take the reins ourselves that we mess up, that we get that we make a wrong decision or do the wrong thing. But when we put him first and make him Lord over our decisions, make him Lord over our day, over everything in our life, he will direct our path. He will make our path straight. Amen. He will strengthen you, and he will take you through and see you through anything that you have need of. He's our provider, isn't he? He's a glorious God. He's a good God. Amen. So we have two paths that we have to can choose from every day. We can take the path of trusting in the Lord, amen? Or we have the choice that we can take the path of leaning on our own understanding. What path do you want to be on? I've already tried the path of leaning to my own understanding, amen? And so, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit hard-headed. I still have to kick myself and say, wait a minute. I can't lean on my own understanding in this situation. God, I'm trusting you. My eyes are on you. I'm focused on you, God. Hallelujah. I acknowledge that I want you to be Lord over this situation. I give it to you, God. Amen. Now, Abraham is one of the greatest examples to me in the Bible of trusting God. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. And I might just kind of read quickly over this whole chapter. So just bear with me. Don't fall asleep on me. Stay with me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham, he had great faith. He had complete trust in God. It says, "And it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will show thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off." Now we're talking about God had was asking Abraham to sacrifice his only son that he loved and cherished very, very much. Amen. And then in verse 5 it says, "And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come to you again." Now I have to just say this morning that Abraham must have been a southerner. He said, "We're going to go over yonder." Amen. So I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now, some of y'all didn't know that Abraham was Southern. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. God will provide. Amen. My son, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. You know, we will be tested, won't we? Amen. We will be tested. I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. Now see, when you obey God, when you trust God, there are rewards, amen? Because thou hast done this thing, this is what I'm going to do for you. But God doesn't show us ahead of time, amen? He just says, do this or do this that way, and then we see the reward later. So we've got to walk by faith and not by sight. We've got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, amen? And he takes responsibility. I like that. You know, we don't like to take responsibility, do we? But God will take responsibility for what happens to us. Amen? And he blessed him and multiplied his seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. I like that, don't you? To possess the gate of your enemies. God is still the same, isn't he? He hasn't changed. He's still saying today, you will possess the gate of your enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Praise God. Amen. Because Abraham has obeyed the voice of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but this to me, I have to say, would have to be the highest form of trusting God that I would know of. To sacrifice your own child. That is a tremendous thing for God to ask, and a tremendous thing for someone to trust God. Amen? If God was to say something like that to me, I'd have some questions. I know none of you ever have questioned anything. You know, God doesn't always tell you the whole situation. He doesn't tell you the end from the beginning. Amen. And so I'd be saying, you know, what is this about, God? Why are you wanting to do this? You know, I have to just spell it out to me, God. What's going to be the end result of this thing? That's what our human nature wants. We want to know all the whole details of what's going on. But God says, you know, trust in Him with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Amen. But Abraham did not question God. He got up early the next day. He got all the stuff together. He got his two men and his son Isaac, and he was on his way to obey God's voice. Amen. Abraham didn't lean on his own understanding. I just have to consider that the highest form of trust. The highest form. That's what God wants us to do today. Trusting God is following Him and His ways even when we don't understand. Even when we don't understand. But I want us to look back in Genesis 22 at verse 5. It says, "And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Amen. Now I would have to say that Abraham was making a faith confession there. Amen. He said, "I and the lad will go, but we will come back to you again. Me and my child are going up this mountain, but me and my child are coming back again." Amen. Romans 4 and 17, he was calling things that be not as though they were. Praise the Lord. Calling things that be not as though they were. Glory to God. Joel 3 and 10, let the weak say, "I am strong." That doesn't make sense, Pastor Sharon. If you feel weak, if you're weak in an area, wouldn't it be lying if you said I'm strong? No, I'm saying what God says about me. I'm saying what God says about my situation. I'm saying what God says who I am. Amen? I am strong because I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm not strong in little old Sharon. I'm strong in Him. Amen? Glory to God. Call yourself strong when you feel weak. Call yourself successful, even when it doesn't look like you are. Amen. If you have an addiction, call yourself free. Amen. See, as long as we're calling ourselves addicted, the enemy's got us, we're tied up. He's got us bound up to that addiction. But when we speak what God's word said, I'm free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. I heard many years ago, actually, Keith Moore. You may not know him, but he is a pastor and of two large churches now in different states. But he used to be under Kenneth Hagin's ministry. He was a teacher there, and he got this. He was telling about this man came to him. And he was a heavy smoker, and he wanted to quit smoking. He said, "But I can't do it. I've tried. I've tried to quit over and over and over." See, he was trying. Uh-huh. So Keith Moore told him something that just really kind of surprised me. He said, "Every time you take a puff of that cigarette, say, I am free from cigarettes." See, the enemy wants you to focus so much on what you can't do, on your inabilities, but see, we've got to turn the focus on God and His abilities. Amen? So he did that. This man, every time he would take a puff of a cigarette, he'd say, I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free from cigarettes in Jesus' name. And then he got free from cigarettes. Amen. Amen. Just like this time, one time when Pastor and I, a few years ago, sometimes we don't do the smartest things in the world. Let that sink in just a minute. I know that is a shock to y'all this morning. Sometimes we don't do the smartest things in the world, but we went on vacation to the Smoky Mountains. And Pastor wanted to make a memory. And he did. I'll never forget. So he wanted to go kayaking. So we went to this tourist place where, you know, they rented the kayaks and the rafts and all the things that going down the river. And first of all, we had to fill out this consent form. And it got to this place where it says, we are not responsible for any accidents or death. I said, Rock, what do you think this means? He said, oh, it's okay, baby. That's all right. That's just policy. So we signed this form. And the tour guide, she's giving us all the instructions and the rules, you know. And they had this kayak. They had the kayaks, and then they had the rafts. And the rafts, you know, they'd had like 10 or 20 people on the rafts with the guide on the raft with them. The kayaks, you don't have that. And so the guide, oh, she looked at us and she's like, don't y'all want to take the raft? And Pat's like, no, we want to go in the kayak. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. So we're going down the river. And I mean, we didn't know how to paddle. We had never been in a boat and paddled before. And here we're going on a choppy river in a kayak. And he's in front and I'm in back. And I guess we were fighting each other. We were just going around in circles, going all the way down the river. And then we get to, just before we get to this bridge, the tour guide's hollering back at us. Whatever you do, don't get close to the, what do you call those things? Pylons. Is that right? Pylons? Don't get close to the pylons. And she kept saying that. Don't get close to the pylons. And it was like our boat had a magnet on it. We're headed straight for the pylons. And yes, what, you know it. We hit the pylon. We flipped upside down. We go under the water. And then the guide comes and picks me up by my britches. I don't know how else to say it. That's just what it was. And she picks me up out of the water, and she was strong. This was a big, strong woman. And puts me in the boat. And she said, lay there. Don't get up. And so then I start looking for Pastor. And I don't see Pastor, so I'm hollering, Jesus! Going down there, oh, Jesus! And then I'm hollering, Rock! You know, this mess that's going on, and you can't hardly hear because it's loud out there. And the next thing I know, Pastor is sitting on this huge boulder. Now, he told afterwards, he did not climb up on that boulder. He sunk down to the bottom. All he knows is that he was drowning. He said that's the closest to drowning he ever came. He was drowning. Somebody screaming, Jesus, help him. Jesus, save him. And that next thing he knows, he's sitting on this boulder. Now, he had an angel pick him up and set him on that boulder. Amen? And so, praise God, God had mercy. Thank God for his mercy. He said, this pitiful couple right here, let's just have mercy on them. They don't know what they're doing. But we had a memory. Glory to God, we had a memory. Amen. Yes, and I was very, when we got to shore, I was very concerned about the important things. I said, Pastor. Well, I called him Rock. Is my makeup messed up? And he's like, no, baby, no. And I got back in the car, and my mascara and everything. My face was just a mess. I had it all over my face. It was a quiet ride home. Oh, glory to God. How did I get off on this? Glory to God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Amen. Glory to God. If you're addicted this morning, say, I'm free. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. You're free because Jesus has made you free. Hallelujah. Call yourself debt free this morning, even when you're struggling. Amen. Call yourself living in a nice house, if that's your desire this morning, even if you're living in a shack. It's a truth anyway. You might not believe this way, but we have tried and proved this thing. It works. Praise God, it works. Amen. Hallelujah. God has big plans for you. Amen. He's just waiting for you to get on board with his word. Just get on board with what his word says this morning. He wants you to believe that you are and you have what he says you are and what he says you can have. Praise God. He has a destiny for you this morning. And it says in his word, it's for good and it's not for evil. Praise God. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. If there, whatsoever things are good, of a good report. Now, we want to wake up in the morning and start with a bad report. That's what our flesh wants to do. But the Lord says to think on these things, if there is anything that is a good report. We need to wake up in the morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Not focus on all the things, that all the peripheral things going on. But we've got to just take our focus off of those things and put our focus straight on God and what his word says. Now, this is what we all have to do. We all have to do that. I know when I had fractured my arm, when Pastor and I went in to see the doctor, he went in with me. The doctor said, this kind of fracture takes a lot of patience and prayer. I was so glad my doctor said prayer. Amen. So the Lord gave me a scripture. Never get it. Let patience have her perfect work. So I felt like the Lord was saying, don't be in a hurry. Don't get anxious about this thing. Just be patient. I've got it under control. It's going to have its perfect work if you allow me to do it. All right, all right. So I knew that I wasn't going to be able to push it. And I knew I was going to have to wait for God to work that perfect work. Amen. And he did, because praise God, here I am. Amen. Here I am. And then he gave me another word. And he said, when God, all is well when God is at the helm. All is well when God is at the helm. I had to remind myself of those two things every day. Amen. Let patience have her perfect work, and all is well when God is at the helm. See, it might look awful. It might look bad. It might feel bad. It might feel awful. But when we can find what God says about the situation, we can just, you know, keep our focus on that. Keep our focus on what God says about our situation and not what our circumstances say. Amen? A more sure word of prophecy. Praise God. Amen? So I want you to think about this morning. It says, think on these things. So I've got some things I want you to think on this morning. Amen? Okay? Through Christ, you have the victory. Amen? You are more than a conqueror. Praise God. You have the favor of God and the favor of man. Favor surrounds you as a shield. Everywhere you go, everything you do, everybody you come in contact with, you have the favor of God and the favor of man. Amen. Hallelujah. God's blessings are chasing you down and overtaking you. Now, these are some truths from the Word of God. Amen. God's blessings are chasing you down. Amen. And they're overtaking you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. You have the mind of Christ this morning. Amen. The enemy might be trying to confuse you or cause you to focus on some negative things or some things going on in your life. But God says you've got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is fighting your battles. And God is for you. You run and you don't grow weary. You walk and you don't faint. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. And everything you put your hands to prospers. Hallelujah. Amen. You can get Ashley if you will. Amen. And I want to end with this scripture. Turn to Psalms chapter 34. A scripture that we are all very familiar with. But God's word is so awesome. Amen. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Psalm 34 and verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Praise God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Glory to God. God has got your situation under control. He knows right where you're at this morning. He knows right what you're going through this morning. He knows exactly the whole situation. And guess what? He has a plan and he knows what the end is. Now, we're just got to put our focus on him. We got to put our focus on what his word says. Amen? And we've got to keep it before our eyes, going in our ears. You know it's good to speak God's word out? Not to just think it, but it's good to speak it out. It reinforces. Amen? It's powerful. His word is sharp, quick and sharp. Amen? And so it's doing things in the atmosphere when we speak it out of our mouth. And so we need to keep our focus on Him, our focus on His Word, focus on who He says we are, focus on what He says we can have, focus on what He says we can do. Amen? And trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Amen? Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise God. Amen, Ashley.